joining us in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair to get a perspective from the towns with the state budget crisis is the mayor of Windsor, Don Trinks. Mr. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Let's start with this state budget impasse and how overall, Mr. Mayor, is it affecting Windsor?
Well, I can tell you specifically, in Windsor's case, we have been forced to really put off a lot of our capital improvements, road repairs, milling projects, renovation work, you know, and basically it's we're in a, if it ain't broke, we can't fix it kind of mode now because we just have no idea what may come or what may not come from the state.
So you're in a holding pattern.
We are. It's probably in now 21 years of elected office for me, the strangest summer we've ever had.
Really?
There's just nothing happening. I mean, we're doing our basic, you know, maintenance and mowing, and the public works guys are always finding things to do to keep the town going. But, you know, nobody's looking forward. And that's the thing that scares me. And you guys know if you're a homeowner, you've got routine maintenance that needs to be done, you know, unless you want to be hit with a big repair. And you know, we've got road works, again, that have been scheduled and... We're just totally holding.
Well,
again, what do you think as a mayor? What do you hear as a mayor? And what do you believe is going to happen? You've got to have a gut feeling, knowing you, you got a gut feeling about a lot of things. What is your gut feeling about this?
Well, my first gut feeling is that not a single legislator should be on vacation at this point. And I don't want this to sound bitter, but, you know, you're elected to do a job and you stay there until the job is done. And this non-session, you know, we're probably into at least August, September, October. As we talked before, there's 131 out of 169 municipalities that are probably in the very same position of holding. My gut feeling is that I'm hoping that they can all get together and find some kind of mutually painful, but not excessively painful, budget for this towns. We built in a cushion anticipating about $1 million cut. And
a million?
No. Yeah. Well, we could have debated that probably continually now if we had the time, but we're anticipating at least $1 million.
Now, didn't you have a budget vote that was rejected?
We did. Our first budget proposal went out, and it was rejected. We lost by about 145 votes, which, you know, relatively speaking, wasn't bad. But, you know, I have not spoken to the president of the Board of Ed recently, but... You know, summer school was in question. A lot of the summer programs were in question. You know, as a town, we're looking at, we had to send tax bills out. So what we did was we based it on last year's budget. And then, we unfortunately had to raise the mill rate of the town because, our grand list dropped. So even to finance last year's budget, we had to have a little bit of an increase.
That's interesting with your grand list, with Amazon up there and some of the other places. Your grand list dropped, though, huh?
Yeah, well, we had a couple of the larger economic development projects. Their abatements kicked in. Overall, property values are stagnant at best. So if you have a couple of those, you know, and this technology stuff, you know, computers depreciate so fast that the overall picture, it actually did drop a little bit.
We're talking to Mayor Don Trinks of Windsor as we check some of the towns for you. You know something, Mr. Mayor? You know what's driving Dan and myself crazy? What you guys are going through, okay? Understand that. However, there are those who evidently don't even know what world they're living in, with the salaries some of them are getting. We got a school superintendent in in Hartford, who's getting over 260,000
plus
the new school superintendent, plus this, plus that, and we're broke.
It really, I mean, I hate to use the term that's already been coined, but it really is a shared sacrifice situation for all of us. I understand that the big union vote is today or tomorrow.
Today.
Today. I think that'll go a long way. But you know what? It starts at the top. I wanted to see our legislators cut themselves. I want to see our legislators cut their benefit package. You know, there are probably hundreds, maybe 1,000 volunteer legislators within the state of Connecticut. And you know, I don't get paid. I get no compensation. None of my council, none of my board. Numerous mayors in town don't. You know, you start at the top and you set that example. And it's got to start somewhere. And you know, I can't ask somebody, if I were to be getting paid for this, I couldn't ask somebody to give back a raise or a benefit change if I didn't do the same thing.
That's right.
Right now, I can afford a 100% increase in my salary without affecting anybody.
Mayor Don Trinks, a good mayor up there in Windsor, hard worker, and like all leaders in towns throughout the state of Connecticut, they all have problems. We don't have a budget, and we're not going to have a budget for a while. There's no questions about that. And, Mr. Mayor, in the end, what do you think? What is some of the, because you have a very successful business. You meet a lot of people. People like you and disagree with you sometimes, but you are for them. There's no doubt about that. What do you hear from them?
Well, what I hear from them is a lot of frustration, at the Capitol. Of you know, not even getting the chance for both sides to sit down and try to hammer something out. This isn't the time for, you know, drawing lines in the sand. This is the time for working together, compromise, coming to a mutual agreement for everybody, because we can keep the ship afloat. Not a worry. 99% of the town of Windsor and probably every other town is going on. Their ball fields are getting mowed, their maintenance work is getting done, but we're charged with looking at our towns for 1 year, 5 years, 10 years down the road. And I think we all kind of are worrying that, you know, if we have any kind of catastrophic mechanical breakdown in an HVAC system somewhere, or roads, you gotta maintain them. I mean, they don't always seem like they need work, but, you know, they do. Exciting things like storm drains and culvert work and the infrastructure of the town. But, I mean, superficially, I believe every first selectman, every mayor, every council is doing everything they can to keep it as seamless as possible. I'm hoping that the legislator can sit down and say, okay, we're not going to take this huge bite this year, but maybe work over a several-year plan to bring the budget into balance. I really ultimately think that, but I'm also afraid that, you know, when they finally go back into session, you know, as seems to happen every year, instead of working on the top priority, I mean, I don't know how many bills were passed this year. Every year it averages about a couple hundred, but you know, honestly, I sat and I watched the TV network that covers the Senate, CT Now or C-SPAN or I don't know, whatever it is. But there was a 45-minute discussion on whether to set up a task force to look into driverless vehicles.
Oh, my God.
Wow. And my blood just started to boil. And I think, stop. Every year, from the minute they get into session, the budget should start.
Yep.
Not this last 3 days, throw something together in a hurry, get the session done. I mean, I don't understand why, when we do this every year, it's not the first and only priority that's out there. Nothing else. And you know, we've all talked, you and I and Dan have all talked about this, where I don't need 200 new laws and bills. I need a balanced budget.
Yeah.
And it just seems to get pushed to the end and rushed through at the end, and we live, this is how we've gotten ourselves into this hole.
Now, are there other mayors like yourself, Mayor Trinks, that you talk with around the state that feel like you feel?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And from the municipal perspective and town government, local town government, there's nothing more important to us than knowing, okay, you know, this grant's available, this funding is going to be available, this percent of our budget came from the state, it's now going to be this percent. It's nearly impossible to do any kind of long-term planning, and long-term meaning, you know, the next fiscal year and maybe a couple of years beyond, without knowing this. And we've come to rely on the state, rightfully so, because we, all of our citizens pay into it. And we've got to get them to just sit down, put the egos aside, put the politics aside, and say, look, you know, you guys have got to get this done.
Now, Mayor, a couple of things. First off, do you know if you're going to be on the hook for this $400 million in the teachers' pension fund, these towns, one-third, that's the governor's plan. Obviously, that's up in the air because there is no budget, but is there a sense you could be on the hook for that?
That would be immeasurably catastrophic. First of all, where has the money that's been put into this gone over the last 30 years? I think you're going to find, and we are going to find, the loss of intellectual property with teachers that are eligible for that retirement bailing out of the system before it gets tinkered with. And for the town to have to pick up that, it legitimately will come down to choices. And then, quite frankly, none of them are very pleasant. You know, cut services or raise taxes. Neither of which any of us want to do. To pick up a liability that we didn't create.
And obviously, during the course of the year, you receive state reimbursement. Do you know offhand when that first check usually comes from the state?
You know, honestly, that detail, I'm not sure. But I can tell you, there are things that have gone, commitments that have been made and followed up. It's just a question of what one's coming down the road. For any town to have to, float out of their emergency rainy day fund for a couple months is detrimental. You know, if you tap into your reserve fund, then all of a sudden your bond rating gets in question and the cost of, borrowing money goes up. So it's a vicious circle.
Mayor, it's tremendous talking to you. We just wanted for our radio audience to get kind of a flavor, not from the two of us, but from someone who is right there and knows what the problem is going to be. You're just one of many, but we are in a situation, and we have a new school superintendent, Leslie Charis Rodriguez, who is going to be taking over the school system in Hartford for $260,000 a year the first year. I mean, it's absolutely absurd that these people just don't understand where we're at.
Well,
and they
know,
don't.
I'll put the question this way, Mayor. I mean, the city of Hartford, as we all know, is underwritten by the state taxpayers on an annual basis of $250 million a year. Now, the mayor is out there. He wants more money from the state to stave off bankruptcy. Here you are, the town of Windsor. How do you feel about helping Hartford out even more when you see that this amount of money is being given to school executives?
Well, there's an awful lot of that. Not too long ago, there was an article that was written about the state retirees, where some are making $250,000, $300,000 a year, mostly attached to UConn. And, you know, it's awfully hard for me to tell one of my taxpayers and one of my constituents, oh, you know, by the way, we're going to close the library 2 days a week because we need to foot the bill. And things like that just... It's like taking gasoline and throw it onto a flame.
See?
And I've always tried to pitch doing what we can, not just our town, but every town, to see Hartford successful. But, You know, I mean, I know the going rate for superintendents is fairly high. The pool of qualified candidates is getting smaller and smaller. But, you know, I guess somebody could have said, look, we're going through these times. If things turn around, we're going to be happy to compensate you appropriately. But, you know, it's going to make it very difficult today because I can tell what's going to happen at my coffee counter.
Yeah.
People see, are we paying for her salary, basically?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Thank you, Mayor, for saying that.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Guys, you guys are straight shooters. I try to be, you know, good news or bad news. But, you know, I think everybody needs to know that we're going to keep this ship afloat in Windsor and every other town. Every other town government is doing everything they can to make it seamless and almost invisible to the taxpayers. Let us do the worrying. And that ultimately, at the end of the day, we still have our concerts on the green. The sun's going to rise in the east. It's all going to be all right.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Great job. Thanks for spending some time with us this morning.
Gentlemen, I always enjoy it. Thank you so much.
Take care.
All right.
He's a good man.
Yep. The mayor of Windsor, Don Trinks.